Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a total sensation taking place.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. 17 till the hour. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. John Fox is our guest. John O. Fox. John Initial O. Fox is the title. The author of the book, If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax. John's forgotten more about tax policy than most people will ever know. John, thanks again for hanging out with us and for almost 16 great years as a member of our Brain Trust. So, okay, we got a situation here in the United States, John, where American income tax on corporations is the highest in the world. And now American companies are really large American companies, most of them are not really American companies anymore. They just happen to be domiciled here. They're really multinationals. And the reason I say this is because the records show that 60% of most of their activity is outside the United States. So that makes them more of a multinational than a U.S. company, and yet they're taxed at the U.S. rate. And consequently, there are trillions of dollars of their earnings parked overseas that would probably, they would like to repatriate those back to the United States. What do you think?
Well, you've introduced this huge topic, which is A increasingly complicated by the fact that the world is getting, the borders are disappearing, and it's easy for corporations to set up foreign subsidiaries in tax havens or low-tax jurisdictions, and through their brilliant lawyers and tax accountants and others, shift as much of their profits into these foreign subsidiaries. Let me back off just for a moment, so some of your listeners might not know how the corporate tax works, but you know, we individuals pay an income tax, a U.S. income tax, on our worldwide income. But corporations that set up foreign subsidiaries only pay a tax on their U.S. income. Mm-hmm. And until the foreign subsidiary repatriates the profits. So, for example, currently there's something like $2 trillion of profits sitting over in bank accounts in these foreign subsidiaries.
Isn't that constitutional tax avoidance?
It is. Let's don't make it sound like
they've done something wrong.
Yeah, it's allowed because the tax code allows them to do it, and so it's perfectly legitimate. But it has created a huge problem for the U.S. government. It used to be, when I began the tax practice, that about 30% of all federal revenues were paid by corporations. Today it's about 12%. So you know who's picking up the rest of the bill.
Right.
You know, all of your listeners, all the individuals.
Do you agree with the statement that corporations don't really pay taxes, customers pay taxes?
Well, not customer, but individuals do. So stock.
No, but I mean they're gonna pass those taxes along to their customers. Isn't that the truth in my business? If I'm going to stay in business, if I want to make a profit, if my expenses go up, I have to raise my prices.
Well, you've opened up a huge topic because I've read a lot about what economists disagree about this, but some economists believe that most of the tax is passed on to customers. Others believe it comes out of wages. Most of the economists that I read say that stockholders effectively lowers the profits of the company, that they bear it. But here's the problem: as you know, that not only are these corporations parking a lot of their profits,
they're
thinking about reincorporating overseas. So these are these inversions. Pfizer, for example, was going to buy a company, and they would leave the United States. So this is a huge problem.
Does it not make sense, John, to have a moratorium for a period of time or for whatever, some way of repatriating that money and not at the 35% rate?
Well, I think there's, you know, let me say that there's an economist who will give you every theory as to what to be done. But I don't like the repatriation. You can have a one-time repatriation so you collect some revenue. But it means that the big corporations are going to be paying less than the U.S.-based corporations.
Well,
most of your listeners, most of the small businesses in the United States don't have overseas profits, so they have to pay the full.
Well, what about this? What about this, John? They're given an opportunity, a window to repatriate the money at, say, 20%, not 35%,
okay,
but 20%. But here's one stipulation. None of that money can be used to buy back stock. It has to be used for either they can keep the money. They don't have to spend it. But encouraged to use it to invest in the economy.
Well, you know, what you're getting at is the companion problem is that all that money overseas is being invested in somebody else's economy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not being invested. It's not creating jobs in the United States. To some
That's
extent,
right.
there are jobs because there's more work there. This is what I really think needs to be done. I think we have to combine lowering the U.S. rate, and it depends on how we broaden the tax.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we have to end the exemption for overseas subsidiaries. I think we need to move to a system of worldwide taxation.
But in combination with lowering the tax overall.
Yes. Yeah, in other words, it's not going to be perfect because you still have tax havens, but lower the tax rate some, but stop this notion that if you have a foreign subsidiary that you don't have to pay U.S. taxes on it. In fact, what happens under the current system is that corporations get a full credit for mm-hmm. whatever foreign taxes they pay, so they don't pay a double U.S. tax when they bring it home. But I think it's just simply unfair to Americans generally because you're a corporation, you can avoid the U.S. tax.
JohnOFox.com, right, John?
Yes.
That's his website. When we come back, I want to talk about the high taxes that small businesses pay every year. It's pretty high. Too high as far as I'm concerned. 10-tail. I'm Jim Blassing. I'm right back with John Fox.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.